You're tuned to 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and this is the Sundahl Writers' Corner. Welcome. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this segment, along with Brett Tannehill. This week, new Sundial contributor Sarah Bélanger reflects on lessons she learned from her most memorable teacher, the eccentric Mrs. Coleman.
I was 8 years old when my family moved from the suburbs of Connecticut to rural Maine. That year, there were many changes. New house, new friends, new baby brother, and because I moved midway through the school year, a new second grade teacher. My previous teacher had been a stickler for rules, insisting on good etiquette at all times. When answering questions, she demanded we stand up without fidgeting and speak in a loud, clear voice. And when asking for permission, say, may I, rather than can I. But my new teacher, Mrs. Coleman, was different. She had a loose concept of rules for us and herself. She wore bedroom slippers to class and let the students brush her hair during story time. I don't remember learning geography or science or math from Mrs. Coleman. She did teach me how to spell Hawaii. H-I-H-A-H-I? I guess she didn't teach me that either. But she was a great storyteller, chock full of interesting yet horrible anecdotes, which she sprinkled throughout her lessons. Did you know Beethoven's father beat him regularly? I do, thanks to Mrs. Coleman. According to her, it contributed to his greatness. After telling us this, she gave her class a wistful look and shook her head at our wasted potential, frittered away by soft liberal parenting. One day she mentioned her first husband. First husband? It's always surprising to find out your teachers have lives outside of the classroom. We asked what happened to him. She shrugged. He disappeared. In Egypt. Surprised, we peppered her with more questions. Why was he in Egypt? What happened to him? Is he dead? She sighed, bored to tell such a trivial story, but finally explained. He was exploring a pyramid and got lost inside. I never saw him again. Even as an adult, I wondered what the hell happened to him. Being older and wiser, I suspect pyramid is a euphemism for mistress and lost for divorce, but I honestly don't know. As much as I loved Mrs. Coleman and her shocking stories, even I will admit sometimes she went too far. It was the day after NBC's annual airing of The Wizard of Oz. The entire class was excited to have seen it. We talked about how fun it would be to ride in a tornado or if flying monkeys would make good pets. Doubtful on both counts. Mrs. Coleman didn't say much, but when we got to Dorothy and her ruby slippers, she chimed in. Did you know Dorothy died of a drug overdose? A hush fell over the class. Of course, we were familiar with drugs. Nancy Reagan's DARE program had made sure of that. But the idea that Dorothy, in her gingham dress and pigtails, died in a back alley with a syringe sticking out of her arm was appalling. Mrs. Coleman must be wrong, and I wasn't the only one who thought so. Dorothy isn't dead, argued my classmate. Staring down at the distressed child, Mrs. Coleman realized her mistake. Oh, no, dear. The actress who played Dorothy, Judy Garland, she died of a drug overdose. Pills. Such a shame. And then, recognizing a good teaching moment, Mrs. Coleman added, and that's why you shouldn't do drugs, class. The students were slow to process this information, but once we did, little arms shot up around the room. Is the scarecrow still alive? Dead. Cancer. The lion, too. Auntie M killed herself. Quite tragic. Dear Lord, this was turning into a bloodbath. Most of us were scared to ask any more questions, but one brave student raised his hand and asked, "What about Toto?" Mrs. Coleman shook her head and laughed. Of course Toto's dead. Dogs don't live that long. There was a shocked silence as 23 second graders realized their childhoods were over. I thought of my own dog, Barney. I'd assumed he'd live forever, but now that she mentioned it, he wasn't as spry as he used to be. At recess, we huddled in circles discussing death, drugs, and what really happened to Mrs. Coleman's husband. Months later, we were assigned to write a story. I wrote about two grasshoppers having an adventure in a hot air balloon. I thought it was good, but I wasn't sure. After Mrs. Coleman read it, she handed it back to me and said, "This is good. You have a knack for writing. Stick with it." And I believed her, because anyone honest enough to tell a bunch of children that Dorothy Gale died of a drug overdose isn't going to lie to spare someone's feelings.
Sarah Bélanger is an author and photographer. She co-authored the history book North Alabama Beer and is currently working on her first novel. She lives with her husband and a quirky betta fish named Milton in Madison, Alabama. You can hear Sarah's story again, along with all the past stories and poems from Sundial Writers, by visiting our website, WLRH.org, clicking on the Programs tab and scrolling down to the Sundial Archive. In addition, you know you can count on a new episode of the Sundial Writers' Corner every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.